Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So this is the last shiur we have before the Yomim Tovim. So it is only natural that we will speak about tshuva. I think we spoke about tshuva last week, but today we're just going to learn one line in the Rambam. What does the Rambam mean? So, first of all, a good Gebench Dior for everyone. I hope to see you Sukkos like every year by Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But today is a bit of a preparation for Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So, already last week, we learned the Posek in this week's Parsha, V'shavto Ad Hashem Elokecha, and the Ramban, that this posuk is the mitzvah of tshuva. Kosev HaRambam, Perik Beis Mehilchas Tshuva. Mahi HaTshuva, Sheyazoi V'choyte Chetoi, V'yasiroi Memachshavtoi, V'yigmor B'libo Shelo Yaseu Oid. Which means regretting the past, and Kabbalah Ala Osed, שנאמר יעזב ראש הדרכה ואיש אבן מחשבו יסוב וכן ישנחם על שעובר שנאמר כי אחרי שובי נחמתי. And now, what's pshat in these words? ויועד עולב יודע תלומויס שלא יושב לזה החט לעולם. שנאמר, that's in שובי יסור על השם אלוקחו ולא נאמר עויד Elokeinu l'mas yodeinu. Yoed olav yedei talumai shele yoshev leze hachet liyolam. Does that mean if a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that he'll do this Aveda again and he'll just slip back to where he was, then his tshuva is meaningless? Mi yamoid b'chol eile. I mean, we're human, and I hope that each and every one of us, Seres Yemei Tshuva Yom Kippur, really wants to be better. But usually, by Chalamoy Sukkos, we're more or less back to where we were. Maybe it'll take, if you're a big tzaddik, it'll take you another month or two. So that means your tshuva means nothing. This is very depressing. So this will turn people away from doing tshuva. So today, we're going to have four pshotim. This was Semis, and this is very typical of Gedolei Hasidus, who generally showed Am Yisrael ponim soichkois, not ponim oitzvois. Gedolei Hasidus were always very optimistic and encouraging and forthcoming, speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And usually Gedolei Musar were not angry, but somewhat harsher in their approach to tshuva and to tikkun avoin. So we start off with the Sfas Emes, Tov Reish Mem. B'medrash Psikta, Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. The Psikta says, Aid Hashem
Kol HaLashon
Elokecha. So I skipped four and I'm going over to five. B'medrash Psikta, Ad Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Yisborchu Aid B'dovor. And that is where the Rambam takes, Ad Sheyoed Olav Yodei Talumos. Ad Hashem Elokecha, the Psikta is Mefarish, not Ad with the Pasach, but Aid with the Tzere. Kodesh Baruch Hu should testify. And that is the Rambam, Yoid Olav Yodeya Talumois. Shu Mefarash Ad, the Loshen Eidus, Bir Adovor. Shevada Yesh Hirurei Tshuva B'chol Ish Yisrael V'Shem Yisborach Borchin Kaloyes V'Leiv. V'Isa, and Chazal say, Ad Sholoinoi Tzamach Shove B'Leiv, Shem Yisborach Makabo. Don't know where this is written. V'zeh neema gam kan al machshove toivo. אף על פי שאין עוד המיוחד להטויס את עצמה לגמרי לתשובה, אף על פי כן מועיל היגיע להטויס הלב במה שאין נקרא לו עוד עצמו, והשם יסמוך עד על תשובה זו. וזה גם כן לא שנה רמב״ם שיודע לו וידע את אלוהים הספרש, יודע את אלוהים הסתף מה שנעלם מעיני עוד עצמו. And this is taking midas rachamim to its very extreme. So this Vasema says, we're Jewish. We all have a yetzer toiv. Rabbeinu shel olam, ritzoneinu la'aseis ritzoncho mi ma'akev, se'or she'be'isa v'shibed malchios. And when the Heligate came along, everybody, some pintala, some point in his heart wants to do good. And sometimes even the person himself isn't aware how good he is, how beautiful he is. And sometimes the person himself isn't aware of the beginning of tshuva, awakening in his heart. But HaKadosh Baruch is a boichen kalayis v'leiv. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu testifies what even the person himself isn't aware. And that is, Yodol v'yedeya talumois, that somewhere deep in his heart, he wants to be good and he wishes never to do this aveira again. So what seems to be such harsh language in the Rambam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to testify that I'll never do this aveira again, as Vasema says, Kodesh Baruch Hu could look into the heart of a person and see what even the person isn't aware of. So sometimes in medicine, in surgery, we do an operation and there are little cells that aren't visible to the naked eye. You need a microscope to see them. So Kodesh Baruch Hu uses his cosmic microscope to look for Hirhurei tshuva that are just starting to develop and starting to blossom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the aid on those Hirhurei tshuva, and that is tshuva according to the Rambam. So this seems to be far-fetched, this pshat in the Rambam, but it's very typical of the Sfas Emes and Geloi Lachasidus. So as from before is another pshat in the Rambam. עד שיוד עולו ידיה תלום אשר יושב לחדו הזה. מה תאים אלוהים שאין הנקרא תשובה עד שיוד עולו ידיה כן לשוב כזחיי. No one reaches this madrega. One in a million. You need to be either the Vilna Gaon or the Baal Shem Tov to say, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that never again will we do this avera. לא ישב כזחיי לכל בריה. אכן המכוון הוא, כי התשובה צורך להיות עד מדרגה זו. והיינו, ביטל הבחירה לגמרי. כי בבעלי צדיקים זוכן בבידוס עמד שניקח מהם כמעט כל הבחירה. כיוון שבוחרים בזה, ובדרך שעוד אמרי רוצה ללך, מוליך לנו יסוי. וזה באמס יהיה סוף התיקון, כאשר ישיבו כל בני ישראל בימס. וזה כמון הסלמבם, כי התשובה אין לשיר והפסק, עד שיודור בידי את הלומס. So the same spshat is עד. What does עד mean? That is soif tshuva. That is the ultimate goal. And a person needs to do tshuva until he will have siyata d'shmaya and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take his bechira away. There's a wonderful shmuz from Rav Dessler and Michtev Me'eliyahu. And he explains, he talks about sulam ha-bechira, the ladder of bechira. And some people start from the bottom of the ladder, zero on the Richter scale. They were not born in frum homes, and their bechira starts by chilul Shabbos, by avodah zorah, by gilui arayos, and if they move up two or three notches, then that's great. Some people are born number five or six or seven on the Richter scale. You were born in a frum family. It never occurred to you to be mechalal Shabbos. Never occurred to you to do a terrible aveda. You were born into Yiddishkeit. And you need to fight with Shemitah Seinayim. You need to fight with Vohogisa Bayor Mavalaylo. You struggle with Kavona Satfila. So you start off 6 on the Richter scale. And if you go up one notch from 6 to 7, the one that started on 0 and he's up to 3 or 4 is a bigger tzaddik than you are. He's more of a batshuva than you are. You're frumer than he is, but everybody has his own scale and his own ladder. And that's Rav Dessler explaining. The ultimate number 10 on the Richter scale is Bitul HaBechira. So most of us don't have Bechira in Lo Tirtzach. None of us ever was tempted and needed to fight it with his Yetzirah and not to murder the other boy in yeshiva that insulted him or hurt his feelings. So each and every one of us, there are some Avedas that are beyond our Bechira. We don't struggle. We don't have that temptation at all. So the ultimate Madrege is Bitul HaBechira. And Rav Dessler quotes the Gro. If anybody will find the Gro, Movilna Monei Basle Lebei Mesusa, because for years I'm looking for this Gro and I didn't find it, but Rav Dessler quotes the Gro. Tnu Oiz LeElokim. Give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could a mortal give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could we give Oiz LeElokim? So the Gro says, there is one area which Kiviyachal Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't control, Kiviyachal, and that is Pchiras HaOdam. Everything else is controlled by Kodesh Baruch Hu. There is one area that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I don't want to control this. This is up to you, and that's the Bechira. Uvecharto Bechayim. So when a person is Mevatel is Bechira, and he gives back to Kodesh Baruch Hu what was out of his control, that is no Oyez Le'elokim. That's what Rav Dessler quotes from the Gaon. Please, if anybody finds the Gaon, just let me know. And I'll be very grateful because I'm looking for this Gaon 100 years and I didn't find it. So the Svasemis says, Ad Shiyod Olav Yedei Talimas is the ultimate goal. Ad Sham. Maybe someday we will arrive. Ad Shiyod Olav Yedei Talimas. Shal Yoshev Lezechet Le'olam. He will no longer have Pchira. The problem I have with the Svasemis is the Loshon of the Rambam is not Ad Shiyod Olav Yedei HaTalimus, but rather Veyoed Olav Yedei HaTalimus, and this entire Pshat in the Svasemis is based on the Loshon Ad Shiyod Olav Yedei HaTalimus. So if anybody finds a guess in Rambam Ad Shiyod Olav, I'll thank him twice, once again. First we need to check in Shabsa Frankel. I didn't check. Maybe there's a gersa ad shiyod olav yedei telimus, but in our Rambam it's not ad. So these are two wonderful pshotim of the Svasemis, just to make life easier, and just to make it more appealing and encouraging. Try to do tshuva. You're not lost. You have a good chance to do tshuva. Because, according to what many others give pshat, we have no chance. So why bother if you'll never get there? So this week's parasha, ki ha-mitzvah zo is asher anochem etzavcha hayoyim, loy b'shamayim hi, v'lo me'ev l'yam. So, according to the Rambam, b'shamayim hi, it definitely is b'shamayim, v'yod olav yedei ha-talumah shalo yoshev l'chet l'zechet l'yoylam. And the Pasuk says, loy b'shamayim hi, v'lo me'ev l'yam, loy l'choyko hi. So these are two pshotim of this Vasemis. Reb Itzele Peterburger, who knows who was Reb Itzele? Do you know anything about him? Whose Talmud was he? He was probably the greatest Talmud of Reb Solo Salanter, the founder of the Musar movement. Reb Itzele was an amazing Gaon. So let me tell you a story about Reb Itzele. His name was Reb Itzele Blaser. He was Rav in Peterburg. So he's known in the Torah world as Reb Itzele Peterburger. He didn't have any children, and therefore he printed a magnificent sefer in Lamdis, Tshuvas, Pre-Yitzchak. And in his introduction he writes, why did he call the sefer Pre-Yitzchak? Because these are his peiros. He wasn't sefer to children, so what he will leave to the world is the sefer. So people will learn in a sefer for eternity. After the sefer came out, his wife, the tzedekes, demanded a get, because she knew that she is the one that can't have children. And she said she can't live with the knowledge that the God Lador won't have children because of her. And she demanded a get, and he refused. Because they have a loving life, and she was an Eishes Chayil, and he had a Koros HaToiv. So this is a very strange Sholem Bayis issue. I dealt with a million Sholem Bayis issues. I never had one like this. She demanded a get because she wanted him to have children, and he refused. And she was so adamant that he broke down, and he asked her, what could I do for you to make you happy? So she said she wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. He should buy her a house in Eretz Yisrael and give her a bracha. He bought her a house in Eretz Yisrael. He gave her a bracha for Arichas Yomim. She lived up to 100 years. And she moved to Eretz Yisrael. Ultimately, he remarried and he had children. And his son was born Le'ezu Knusoy. His grandson, Pilei Plois, third generation, his son's son, his grandson, Damin the Maishu. And Abitzel passed away, I think it was, somewhere in the Ayins, I think it was, think about 60 or 70 years ago. And his grandson, Davin de Maishul, he passed away about 10 years ago. And so he had children, Le'ezik Nosoi. But he didn't retract the Sefer. And we were zecher to the Sefer Pri Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer was a Talmud of Rabbi Saul Salanter, in my opinion, the greatest Talmud of Rabbi Saul Salanter. And he also deals with the Rambam Machiyot Dor V'Yedeya Talumis. It is not exactly clear to me what his interpretation is, but he seems to have interpreted the Rambam B'Pashtus. So I suggest learn the Koich Ve'Oyer. The Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi, as you know, wasn't from the Hasidic world, one of the greatest literature gedolim, and he is quite harsh. And he says, so he says, most of the time, tshuva is superficial. When it comes Yom Kippur, by night, Bakon Nidra, he says, Shemi tshuva, and everybody cries out, he does tshuva. But the ultimate test is, what will happen 2, 3, 4, 5 months down the line? And if you fall back to the same state you were before, that proves that your tshuva wasn't really sincere, that it was superficial. In a way, it was menasofa velachutz. So according to the Beis Halevi, yes, if you're going to fall back to where you were, that is a huge question mark on your tshuva, and that would prove that your tshuva wasn't really sincere. So that's a big chumrah, and it's not very encouraging. Now we go to the Rishonim and to the classical commentators of the Rambam. And as always, they're in the middle. And usually Teresemis is the middle road. Not as harsh as the Beis Halevi, but it wouldn't occur to them to suggest the Pshotim of the Sfasemis. So let's have a look. First of all, Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah is one of the choshevs, the Meforshim of the Rambam. It's on the blat. Mai tshuva, she'aza v'choyte, v'yodol v'yedeya telumais, v'yim toimar. Eich HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yodol Av Kach V'chiloi Nisharu Abchira B'Yodoi V'arei Amru Hen V'Kadoshav Lo Yamin. What? Person needs to come to Bittul Abchira? How could HaKodesh Baruch Hu testify that I'll never transgress again? Hen V'Kadoshav Lo Yamin. That means even the angels can't stand Midas Adin. V'yesh Lo Emet Epirusho Kach. So this is a new interpretation. The other video to him is not pshat that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will testify that he will never transgress. The Yod Olav means he appoints a Kodesh Baruch Hu as an aid. Whenever I am a Sadeh Kiddushin before the Chuppah, First of all, I question the Eidim. Are you related to the Chosna or the Kala? Are your wives related to the Chosna or the Kala? Are you or your spouses related to each other? Because more than once, Chosna and Kala came to me a day or two after the Kiddushin, and it became obvious that the Eidim were either relatives or their wives or relatives, and we needed to do a new Kiddushin. And then I tell the Chosen, you'll be memane the Eidim and say to them, Atem Eidai, the Eili Eidim Achirim. So there's a concept of Atem Eidai. A person appoints his Eidim. Yodolav doesn't mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be my Yodolav Shalo Yosef Lezeachet. Yodolav means, right here and now, he needs to be sincere. And he needs to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you are my aid. I promise I will never do this again. Yoed Olav, I hope you get what I'm explaining. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will testify. No, of course he might fall back. Right here and now, when he does tshuva and he says vidui, he needs to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Atu Eidi, you are my aid. Be made that I promise never to do this again. Sefer Hasidim. Who is the Sefer Hasidim? Was he a Chosid or a Litvak? Who's the Sefer Hasidim? Who knows? Who was the Sefer Hasidim? Sefer Hasidim goes back almost 1,000 years, and that is Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. One of the early Hasidei Ashkenaz. He wasn't aware of the Baal Shem Tov, even though his Sefer is Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim, V'yoymar, Ani, Mayed Ulei, Hayudea Kol Talumas, Shal Yosef Lezeachet Liyolam. And that is exactly what the Lechem Mishnah says. When you say Vidui, this is what you should say. Ani, Mayed Ulei, Hayudea Kol Talumas. And obviously, this proves that the Lechem Mishnah Sprat and the Rambam is correct. The Yod Olav Yedea Taluma is, he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Ani Mayed Ulei Had Yedea Taluma is. Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon is the most encouraging of them all. Sefer Emunas Vedeis. Va'avair Oid, Ki Odom Kashi Yaske Ba'is Shuvose Belev Sholem Shalo Yishne. Tiet Shuvose Mekobelas. ואם תסיעהו אתה ואחר כך לישנויס, אין תשובוסו נפסדס. אך ימחלו לו האבוינה שהיו קודם התשובה, ויקוס אבו לב מה שיהיה לאחריו. וכן אם ינגע מנגע זה פעמים רבויס, שישוב ואחר כך ישנה לחתו, אין קויס ון אולב כי ימה שאיחר. מה שאחר התשובה, כשתהיה בכל פעם דעת יש להם מבלי ביתו שלא ישנה. So, Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon says, even if this will happen many times, not once and not twice, but many times, he sincerely does tshuva, and then he falls back. And he's the same as he was before. But the tshuva still is tshuva shalema. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu moichal v'soleach. And even if that will happen, not once and not twice, but many times, and that is usually where we stand. That is the Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon. Chibur Tshuva L'Meiri. The same. Misvada Bepiv V'Liboy Loshev L'Chatov. That Tshuva means nothing. If a person says Vidui, but in his heart, he doesn't really have Charota, doesn't really have Kabbalah, that Tshuva is void. It means nothing. Toivel v'sheretz biyadoi. But then, second line, ve'ein mezeh hamin, mi shebe'eis ha'tshuva goyme belibo ilaz avdar koyhoro tachlas ha'ziva. Aval achaz ayachricheu yitzloi loshev lechtou. That is different. And that is tshuva shalema. Beis Elokim le'mabit. Anybody know who the Mabit was? More people know his son than him. The Mabit was the father of Maharit. The Mabit is Rabbeinu Moshe Mitarani. Tarani is a city in Italy. His son was Rabbi Yom Tov Mitarani, and that is Mabit and Marit. Tshuvas HaMabit is his monumental work. Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam, number 2, but he has a Sefer Beis Olekim and Musa. And a Beis Olekim, the Mabit writes, ואומר כנראה מדברי רביסנו, כיוון שחוזר אודם בתשובה מנחתו המשוס וגומר בליבי שלא ינסוי סמוי דה שם יסבורך, מה ריחתו עושה בתשובה זויס? ואם אחר כך חוזר לחתור, יצר הראש הוא פתאו יסי מחודש, לחזור למה שחתה, ולא יהיו החתום הראשון הם חוזרים ונאורים, אחרי שנתבטלו בתשובה הקודמת. So all these גדולי יוילם, the Lechem Mishnah, before him, the Mabit. Before him, the Me'idi. Before him, Sefer Hasidim. And the earliest, Emunis Vedeis. Their pshat at Shiyod Olav Yedea Telumois is, right here and now, you need to be sincere. And you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ta'id Olai. That is somewhat left of the Sosemis, and somewhat right of the Beis Halevi. And that is the real pshat in Rambam. The last source on our sheet to me is very encouraging. Menucha veKedusha is a wonderful sefer from Rav Israel Maponovich, who was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Mevalozhin. Becharot al over yesh kama madreges. Kabbalah al haosid eina kiyam achas. Masha kosev Rambam. Yod olav yadea talumais. And the most important thing is, you need to try to go deep into your heart and fix your bad temptations, not only the Aveda, but what brought you to this Aveda. What are your shortcomings? You need to work on your Midas, you need to work on your Eitzahara. V'chein osise b'yaldusi b'yoyim ha-kippurim. This is an amazing line, fourth line. V'chein osise b'yaldusi b'yoyim ha-kippurim v'hit eiti et bori b'hata'at atzmi. I keilu was lying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I lied to myself. Shoyisi savur shegeder hazeh yoyal be'emes, ubiyoyim ha-kippur rabo chipasti b'amtachti v'metzotzi ha-kupa melei yeshlotzim kidei yeshtekad. So last year on Kippur I really thought I did tshuva. And a year later, I realized I'm standing exactly where I was standing before Yom Kippur last year. V'chipasti v'metzotzi geder sheshi'arti sheyoyal bevadai. V'gam hu. Every year, I took upon myself different Kabbalahs, and I really thought, this time it's going to work. And I failed once and again and again. Adshin is barely, ma shekatavti b'shar ha-tfilo, sheyetzer ruach nesani b'sakar v'kashro, lamala meroishi, ve'ein li kiyem lachtor asak. So he gives a moshel, and he said, after many years, I realized that the Yetzer Hara threw me into a sack, and he tied a knot from the outside, and I'm inside, and there's no way in the world that I could open that knot, because I'm in the bag, and he tied a knot from the outside. So, I'm lost. What could I do? So he writes, the only thing I could do is just cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I can't do this on my own. You know, I was thrown into the bag, and the knot is tied from the outside, and there's no way I can get out of here. It is only you. And I turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I said, you know, please come to my help. You're the only one that could tear open this sack or open it up from the outside. I tried my best year after year, and I got nowhere. And this is written almost 200 years ago by a Talmud of Rav Chaim Mevalozhin. So we need to try to do our best and turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in sincerity and say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, look into my heart. I really want to be good. I would like to be a tzaddik like Rebbe Melech Melezhensk or Rabbi Tzela Peterburger. That would also make me happy. But you got to help me because there's no way I could do this on my own. So 100 years ago, the Mashgiach in Yeshiva Saladin before Rosh Hashanah gave a shmuz. And he said how hard it is to do tshuva, how we need to work on this charot ala ovar, kabbalah ala osid. And then they told the Chofetz Chaim that what the Mashgiach said, and the Chofetz Chaim wondered, and he said, I don't think it's hard to do tshuva at all. What is it all about? Charot ala ovar, kabbalah ala osid, and you're there. Why is it so hard? And then there was a taunt in the yeshiva, and the boys didn't know who's right and who's wrong. What's going on here? The Mashgiach gave a shmus and he said, how tough it is, how difficult it is. And then the Chofetz Chaim said, it's not hard at all. What is it all about? Charot ala ovar, kabbalah ala osid. So they went to the Naftali top. And Naftali says, yeah. But the charot needs to be a real charot, and the kabbalah needs to be a real kabbalah. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Moshe Melokechu Shoyal Meimach, Kiyem Liyeroisai, Ula Avdai. And the Gemara says, Eitzem Moshe Milse Zutrasi. For a Moshe, that was just as easy. What does the Kodesh Baruch ask for? Yira, Ahava, Avoida. But you gotta be a Moshe Rabbeinu. So for the Chofetz Chaim, it was very poshut. What is it all about? Charot Alova, Kabbalah Losid. So everybody has his own ladder, his own scale of Bechira. But what is most important is the trajectory, the direction. And we all hope that from one Rosh Hashanah to another, and one Yom Kippur to another, we're going up and not going down. So it takes time. You can't go from 1 to 10 in one leap. But we all need to know, tachlis or avoida is, what's your direction? Are you on the right path? Are you going up? Yisu ach lamala. So yes, it's hard, like the Mashgiach and Radin said. It's easy, like the Chofetz Chaim said. Chofetz Chaim is more encouraging than his Mashgiach was in the yeshiva. And the Sfasemis is more encouraging than the Beis Halevi. But what is important is to be sincere and to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, we want to be good and we wish we would have the power to be so. So please help us along. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. Habo letayer, Messiah loy. We should all be zoichet to tshuva shleima, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, and we should be zoichet La'ahava u'le'yira, learn a lot of Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Kabbalah Tfilis, and we should all be zeichet together with Klal Yisrael, Aksir v'chassim etoive v'sifron shal tzadikim gemurim, a good gebenched yor, we should have a shona toive v'nesuka, and this year should be a shnas ge'ula v'yeshua v'mheiro v'yomeinu amen.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.